The borough received the completed application Tuesday with more than the required 10 signatures of local residents. It asks the borough to hold a referendum vote on the remodel of the police station and municipal building. Supporters of the vote say they're concerned about going forward with the $10 million project without knowing the long-term costs of operating and maintaining the renovated building. The application asks for the project to be put before voters and for the borough to provide information about the long-term costs as part of the ballot measure. Local businessman Jerry Whitethorn, along with former mayor and manager Don Koenigs, have been heading up the referendum effort. When asked why the project should be voted on, Koenigs responded, "Why not?"
You know, anytime you're spending the public money, especially this magnitude, you know, even though it's, you know, how they've structured it, you know, coming from various sources, whether it's the general fund or state or federal or wherever they've come up with the dollars, I think every project that comes of over $1 million should be voted on by the public.
Koenig said he supports remodeling the police station and noted it was a project for the city of Petersburg back when he was mayor in the 1980s.
You know, it's sad that the police station is at this time frame. It's been long overdue. It's almost 35 years or more. There's lots of other projects that have come forward. For example, the library. You know, I mean, well, how did the library ever get pushed forward before a police station? It's beyond me. But then people, public voted on the library, and there was an active group there. But I guess people just in the assembly and others just saw fit to leave the police station until at this point in time. And or the municipal building.
The assembly earlier this month voted to put that project out to bid and approved a funding plan in concept, despite some concerns about borrowing some of the money from the electrical department. On a radio call-in show Tuesday, Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said he was disappointed that the application came in now.
When I was sitting before the assembly, before I was on there 3 years ago, this was a discussion topic then. Personally, I feel like this project has been thoroughly vetted and lots of public input has been received, and I think it's time to move forward. We've been waiting on it a long time, but the petition's in, so we'll let it play its course.
The borough has sent the application on to its attorney and has up to 2 weeks to decide whether to certify it or deny it. If it is certified, then the referendum supporters have to gather more signatures to force a special election. They would need the signatures equal to one quarter of the people who voted in the last regular election in the borough. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht Tuesday said he wasn't happy about the application.
That building has been on the docket to be repaired since the 80s. You know, Chief Swihart found a memo directed to then Mayor Koenigs asking, you know, when something going to be done about the building. I think it's dated like 1983. So it gives you some idea how long this project's been out there and the building's not gotten any better.
Giesbrecht estimated the borough and the old city of Petersburg have probably spent a total of $2 million in the past 20 years designing various projects to create a new home for the police department. He said there are always other options that the borough could pursue, but calls this the best for Petersburg.
I think this is the best solution that fits this community and provides the safety for, you know, prisoners, the officers, as well as preserving this building. Otherwise, we'd have to spend a couple $1 million tearing down. So I think it's money well spent to do the renovation. I think it's a great project. I like it better than a standalone building. I like reusing things and, you know, turning this building so it's reusable for the next 50, 60 years is, I think, a really good plan.
The project was to be advertised for construction bids starting this week, but that will wait to see if the borough's plan will go up to a vote. It would cost about $6,000 to $10,000 for the borough to hold a special election, which would happen within 90 days of supporters submitting the signatures with a completed petition. Petersburg's Assembly unanimously approved the first reading of changes to this year's budget on Tuesday. That included a transfer of some of the money needed for the project. However, that approval is dependent on the outcome of the borough's review of this referendum application. If it is allowed to go forward for signature gathering, those transfers wouldn't happen and the project wouldn't go out to bid this winter. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.